This is Sarah Weymouth, and welcome to my podcast, where we talk about everything for you to live your best life. And we have a little fun too, from talking about business, marriage, parenthood, money, health, home decor, friendship, beauty, and pop culture. I'm a mother to three, a wife, a successful business owner, and I want to live my highest best self. Follow along as we learn together, grow, teach, because you only get to live one life. Oh, and I promise to dig deeper and to ask the tough questions. This is the Lime Podcast. Hey guys, so I recently heard the term the no grandparents generation, and it's so crazy to me that this is even a thing. But when you really sit there and break it down, it's true. And that's kind of where the next generation is heading. So basically what it means is that both men and women are waiting longer to have kids. So, you know, what's considered like normal, I don't know, like in your 20s, early 20s, late 20s, mid 20s, I think is like kind of what we would all consider the norm from generations past or younger. And now that women and men are waiting longer to start families, we're seeing women have kids in their 40s, sometimes their 50s, then it becomes just a simple math equation, right? So let's say a woman today waits to be 40. And her parents are in their mid-60s because they had their kids in their 20s, mid-20s. Which is, I mean, if I use me and my mom as an example, my mom was 26 when she had me. I had my first when I was 27. So kind of tracks for that time period. So if you're 40, your parents are in their mid-60s, then your child waits to be 40 to have their first child, and then you're probably no longer alive. You're going to be 80. Obviously, your parents won't be around anymore. You might make it past 80, but like, you know, how active can you be, or how much part of that child's life are you actually going to be? Children don't really have much memory until the age of 5. So it basically becomes this generation that will never know their grandparents, and people that will never be able to experience being a grandparent. And it's wild to me, but then I started to like break it down and I'm like, this is where we've been heading for a long time. And just like, you know, I think anything, most things, it's not like all of a sudden you snap your fingers and something happens. It's slow. It's a slippery slope. It comes in little increments and stages. And that's kind of what we've seen as a society, at least in America. So first it was really like getting the dads out of the house. So back in the day there was like farming, and you know, even if you were doing something outside of the home, it was like the local like shop down the road, or you know, just something part of the community, small knit. I don't think anyone had any like high pressure positions, you know? So the first step was to get men out of the house and get them into manufacturing plants, you know, mining or corporate desk job, that sort of thing. And then from there, it was getting moms out of the house. It was getting moms to get into the workforce. It was, which obviously got them out of the house. And I think that, you know, honestly, like this is the thing though, like things work until they don't work. So I think the initial generation, it kind of worked for them because, you know, like my mom's generation went to work, but then my grandmother's generation was able to help with the grandkids, help with the home, help with the cleaning and cooking, you know, to a degree. I mean, like everyone's obviously different. And, you know, like our situation, my grandmother was going between Iran and being here. So we had her like half the time and, you know, whatever. But that worked on some level, right? But then you go to the next generation, which is my generation, and my mom works full time. and I work. And so when my kids were little, it's not like I could just leave them with my mom, right? So it becomes this trickle effect where one change per generation affects the next, etc. And then really, I mean, the step after that was like devaluing family and getting people to like wait to have kids or not have kids. It was kind of this like glorifying of like not having children. I think, you know, you think like Sex and the City and how, you know, those women, a lot of them didn't have kids, didn't get married. You know, they, you got like Miranda who got pregnant on accident and that was, and she only had her one kid. They kind of just like made that the norm. I also think back, this was also an interesting aha moment. When I was growing up, I was really big into TGI Friday, if you guys remember that. And it was literally Friday nights. I think it was ABC and they would have four shows. And it was very family driven, which I also didn't put two and two together till recently. I heard a interview. I think it was Tia and Tamara that did Sister Sister, and their show got canceled because ABC was going away from family shows. So they were doing like Sister Sister. They were doing Sabrina the Teenage Witch. They were doing, you know, Step by Step, Seventh Heaven, like all those family shows, Family Matters. They had, what's it called, Full House, all of that. And they all of a sudden decided, we're done with family shows. We're going towards like Friends, for example, like the show Friends, which, by the way, I love the show Friends, like literally one of my favorites. So it's not like I'm knocking it, but it, you can see a moment in time when decisions were made to get away from family first and start putting other things in front of our face, like Friends, like actual like friend groups, not the show Friends. And, you know, you can really see it from my generation where we had those family shows and they cut it off at some point and started pushing other things on us. And, you know, it's like one of those things, like you can't control the shows, the movies, the music, like that's all been pre-programmed and put in front of us. So, you know, but you can definitely see a moment in time when they decided to devalue family units. And then from there, like now we're really seeing like a separation in family where there's a lot of like travel sports and tournament styles, and a lot of people travel for work. And I know lots of people that travel a lot for work, or they have to work weekends or nights, evenings for their job. And again, like takes away from time with your family. And then you've got obviously travel sports. I have a whole episode where I talk about travel sports and how it's like destroying the American family. And I really feel strongly about this. I've got three boys. They're all three very athletic, and I've seen it firsthand for pretty much all of them. And I'm very anti. We're very, very picky at this point, what we say yes to, what we agree to do. But if you really think about it, if you put your kids in a bunch of travel sports, you have multiple kids, you have to divide and conquer. So you've got mom going with one kid to one tournament, dad going with another kid to a different event, and the family is separate all weekend long. And again, like we're being fed that this is normal through like social media and like everyone around us and your kids' friends and your neighbors and like this and that, where everyone's like glorifying the being exhausted sport parent. And it goes for, you know, girls too. Like I know a lot of moms that are into like the dance competition world or cheer competition world, and it gets really, again, intense, long days and travel, and you have to go somewhere and stay somewhere and get a hotel room, and it's like a whole thing. And it's like, what I try to tell parents is this: is your kid gonna go pro? Probably not. I mean, what's the percentage of people that go pro in sports? Like 0.0001 or something crazy. Like your kid's not gonna go pro. So you're gonna give up valuable family time, valuable family vacations. I mean, just think about like the little silliness that you can do just chilling with your family. You know, like we love our family movie nights. We love just like cooking and eating together. And like my boys and my husband will play like all these like board games. I'm not really big into board games, but like they'll play a bunch of like board games and, you know, we're like barbecuing. And I just think like how sad to like not have all those moments because you're so busy, you know? There's also like kids are missing that connection with nature. Like my kids go fishing, they go camping, they go hiking, they take the boat out, they take the kayak out. You know, we're trying to get them into golf, like just outdoorsy stuff. But when you have your kids' schedule so packed with music and sports and school and this and that, they have no opportunities to just like be out in nature and like chit chat with parents and learn from parents. Like the amount of stuff that my kids have learned just from my husband alone when it comes to like how to set up the campsite, how to, you know, get the fishing pole, I don't even know, situated so it can go in the water. I obviously know nothing about fishing, but like all those things are missing now. I mean, kids now have to like go to YouTube to like learn something, which is so sad. I mean, we also, in the last couple decades, it's been like the whole like daycare thing. Like I personally, I just couldn't do the daycare thing, even though we both worked. We had a nanny at the house and had the kids in their own space. And I'm not like knocking it for anyone that did it. Like we all like did what we had to do to like survive. But obviously in an ideal world, that would not be a thing. But again, like everything is a consequence of something else, right? So it's like you get the men out of the house, you get the women out of the house, someone's gonna have to watch the kids. And then we're being told not to even have kids, don't even get married, wait till later in life. I know people too, I was trying to like play matchmaker and like these people in their 30s. And by the end, I was like, you guys are just like so picky. Like you have this like crazy expectations of like creating the perfect human, which does not exist. And you're probably gonna end up being alone forever, you know? And it's like, it's kind of funny, but like kind of sad. But that's where our whole society is going, where people again are being fed this lie of like, it's okay, wait, you know, have your high standards, have your standards, but like to try to create this perfect person that like doesn't exist, and then you're gonna end up being alone for the rest of your life. Like, I just don't get it. And then now we've got the kids and the adults that are all addicted to electronics and are completely disconnected from real life. And that again also pulls from the family unit, because if kids aren't feeling connected in real life with their, and real life for adolescents is family. Yes, you also have friends, but friends will always come and go and change. And, you know, as they go to high school, they'll probably get new friends. And as they go to college, they'll get new friends and, you know, et cetera. But your core, your family unit, like that's forever. And when they're so disconnected from reality, they're also disconnected from that family unit. And that's what I think a lot of parents are battling now. And it goes both ways. Like I know lots of us adults are disconnected and we are just like zoned into our phone. Like I swear it's like almost like a habit now where you just pick up your phone and you don't even know what you're doing, but you're on your phone, right? So yeah, I just thought this whole thing was so interesting. The no parent, grandparent generation. It's going to be a whole generation of kids that will never know their grandparents, and a whole generation of people that will never get to experience being a grandparent. Like, I'm like trying to break it down. My kids met my grandma, you know, so it's like great grandparent. So, you know, my mom was in her like 50s when I had kids. If my kids have kids in like their 30s, then I'll be in my like late 50s, early 60s. And I could easily be around to be a great grandparent also. I could be in, you know, my 80s or 90s. So yeah, it's wild to think that like my bloodline, I could meet my great grandkids, and there are people that their parents will never meet their babies. It's just, What are we doing to society? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's just wild. But I thought that was interesting. So something, you know, like a lot of like food for thought. And I also think it kind of comes down to like what's important in life. Like at the end of life, is anyone going to be, you know, like, oh, I was so successful. I have all this money. I have this, I have that. That none of that like matters, right? Like at the end of life, you think about your memories, you think about your loved ones, your children. Like I can't imagine, like if you were to like remove my kids and my husband, like what, there's not much left. And that's not like sad or pathetic or whatever, you know, like I've got my business and I've got other things I'm interested in and I love my dog and like all these things, but nothing will touch the importance of them for me, right? And really all my extended family, like, you know, our parents and my uncle, my aunts, like everybody, but you obviously have like your core small family unit that you make, you know, your priority and that you're with every day. So yeah, I hope that we're not calling the next generation the no grandparent generation, because that would be really sad. But yeah, interesting food for thought. And it's kind of like brings up the question of like, what do we do now? Like, how do we course correct? You know, or I mean, another thing to like think about is like those that decide to not make family a priority and to not have kids, or like they wait too long and they just like can't physically. Maybe that becomes natural selection. I don't know. But I think it's more of people like being uneducated on what their decisions are. And it's sad. I think it's really sad. I mean, I think one of the greatest things I did was have my kids in my 20s. I mean, yeah, we'll see.